Professor Peter Lynham. How's it going, mate?
I'm going very well, thank you. Yes, indeed.
Caught out in the rain there?
Caught in the rain, but I don't know. I think I'm invulnerable. Now that Biden has won the election, the American election, we can put up with anything.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I think Trump is still the president for a couple more months.
Yes, and he could do a lot of damage in these 2 months.
It's true.
That's true. But I was very interested in the religious dimension of the whole election. I mean, we have talked about it quite a long time ago, but especially focusing on the fact that Biden is a Catholic.
Mm. Second one in history, right? After JFK.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay. A Catholic, goodies or baddies?
Extraordinary. Yes, so this is, you know, the second or third largest religion in the USA, but only two presidents out of, he's president number 26, is he not? So the puzzle is that undoubtedly in the past, Catholicism has been a massive disadvantage for voting.
Why?
Because so much of American rhetoric, political rhetoric, is bound up with the notion that there are oppressive external powers that are trying to interfere with the free conduct of democracy.
Mm.
And the most obvious of those is Catholicism. It's a very deeply held value, and it hasn't completely vanished either. I was very intrigued looking at the editorial in Christianity Today, which is, you know, the standard sort of mainstream evangelical newspaper in the States, and it underlined the fact that it was a Catholic. That's intriguing because the same newspaper had called for Trump to be dumped last year.
Mm.
So they had no particular love for Trump in the kind of mainstream religious press, but they remain a little bit nervous about a Catholic, if you like, on the throne.
How has the Catholic Church meddled in the US government affairs in the past? Is there some truth to this, Peter?
The throne?
Well, the Catholic Church certainly has often come out with statements about the political values of all Western societies, and has often ended up attacking the positions of mainstream governments. I mean, look at the Catholic position on the end of life referendum that we had here.
And so the
Catholic Church is not frightened to state political positions, although they always, in the current age, very carefully state that voters have to make up their own mind, and individual Catholics will have to make their own decision.
Is that the one with all the heavy paedophile problems?
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
but let's not sum up Catholicism just
terms. It's got to rub people a weird way.
Oh, yes. It at the moment carries some negative innuendo, and that certainly applies in the States as well, where in fact there have been massive issues. And a couple of the dioceses have become bankrupt because they've been sued and be forced to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in compensation, and they've just run out of cash.
Mm.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's pretty interesting.
Mm.
But I think that the other side of it in the present day and age is that Trump's religious hand has undoubtedly been overplayed on the other side.
Felt like he was kind of taking the piss, really. It didn't seem like he was, you know, he's just like the ultimate kind of fake president.
He's also, you know, he might easily go, "Hail Satan!" I mean, God, just,
Yes, quite.
Go the Lizard King, what?
This astonishing inconsistency that somebody who's very, very secular in outlook, the only God is really Donald Trump, in one sense. But on the other hand, he has very carefully played to the religious right in America, which is generally the more extreme of the evangelical.
Yeah. More and by what he doesn't say than what he does say, really, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, they recognise they've got a rather odd customer on their hands.
Yeah.
Because he's not exactly announced that he is following or believes in what they say.
Yeah.
But he carefully acts in ways that they will get encouragement from. And I was very intrigued. One of his interesting advisors is a woman called Paula White, and it's well worth looking online to read stories of Paula White, who describes herself as appointed a prophet of God. So God reveals to her what he's about to do.
Let the record show that I just did a bit of a sigh, and it wasn't just a Monday sigh, it was like a, fuck, just...
Well, of course, the trouble is that she had vowed, she had declared that God had prophesied that Trump was going to win.
Okay, so she's said, good success rate.
Bucked up as good. Well, she's now saying, as you would expect, that this was a demonic plot.
Yes.
That the demons, not the electors, but the demons overthrew Trump. And I'm not quite sure whether you can take that one to court.
Fingers crossed they do.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, all this mystical stuff is sort of flying all around us all the time. I mean, in God we trust in America, you know what I mean? It's all very hocus pocus in a way.
Rhetoric that we would never, ever accept in this country goes without speaking. And so the result is that we've got, you know, just contradictions. Even today, there's massive debates with the Satanists opposing statues being built and done to religious heroes.
Right. Satanists now, are a minority. That's gonna work out well for the woke culture, isn't it?
Now,
yes.
Peter, what can we expect with Joe Biden being president? I mean, what sort of Catholic sort of beliefs of his are going to creep into this new government he's going to form?
Well, of course, the simple fact is that Biden long ago recognized there was one risk in the Catholic cause, and that was their position on abortion, because the Roe versus Wade court case of 1977 was so epical in American history when the Supreme Court allowed that, and of course the great debate that Trump's been lining up to challenge Roe v. Wade, and the Democrats stand very strongly in favor of the right of a woman to have an abortion. So Trump has stated, despite what his Catholicism says, that he's not going to seek to reverse Roe v. Wade. Now, that won't stop people going to court and trying to do it themselves independently, and they've now got the justices, and he can't do anything about that.
Right.
Well, not easily. But so I think, in a way, Biden went to Mass on Sunday to celebrate his victory. He is devout, unlike Pence, the Trump vice president, who is also some sort of Catholic, though a strange combination of Catholic mixed in with a fair bit of evangelicalism as well. Biden is a devout Catholic. He's had some pretty harsh experiences in his life which have kept religion alive for him. But I don't see it that we're about to watch a massive number of Catholic advisors coming into the White House.
Right.
I think it's just not like that. If you look at his running mate, who may, of course, end up being president quite soon, you never know, with his age.
Won't that be radical?
Yeah. So, and she is most certainly not a Catholic, right, and a very different style.
We've had a couple of texts, and someone's saying that they're finding this conversation really ill-informed. I'm sure that's coming from mostly my part. But they also said Catholics in the U.S. are looked down on historically as poor. So it's more of a poor religion, saying that the Irish, the Mexicans, and the Italians kind of brought it.
I entirely agree. I think... And Biden, who's proud of his Irish connection, it's the Irishness where the Catholicism is such an influential factor for a lot of the U.S., so not for all U.S. Catholics, because there's a fair proportion of Polish and Italians, and the Italians are a significant part of Catholicism.
Right.
But Biden is very proud of that Irish heritage as well. And I think that the Democrats have always been a party which has welcomed migrants more strongly than the Republicans.
Right.
So that's, I think, a relevant sense as well. What was the other part of the question?
They're just a little bit, probably weren't vibing on what John and I were saying. But I feel like you've kind of, you've touched on what they mentioned here, pretty much.
Someone's also suggested that there's some good essays out there which focus on Trump, in fact, being the Antichrist.
Sorry, I didn't catch that. A bus went
by. All right, it's okay, Peter. Hey, we'll I guess we'll watch the space and leave
I think we'll watch the space.
It'd be interesting to see how out he is as a Catholic. You know what I mean? Like, if he's...
Well, I mean, to go to Mass on Sunday...
Right.
No, he is a devout Catholic. And there won't be any embarrassment of the Catholicism.
Okay.
But I don't know that he's going to start to implement papal encyclicals tomorrow.
Right, like gathering a crew kind of thing.
No, I don't believe so.
Right on. Thank you very much, Peter. We appreciate your time, mate, as per.
Excellent.
See you. Stay dry.